the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It is time for your Hollywood Report. A celebrity secretly got married. Scarlett Johansson and Colin Jost got married.
Colin Jost.
Whatever his name is. I know her name, Scarlett Johansson. He's from Saturday Night Live. He's a writer. Yeah, sometimes he's on the show.
He also does the Weekend Update as well.
Yeah.
He's pretty funny.
And he's really cute, too. Yeah. I think they make a great couple together. Yeah. Anyway, they got secretly married. Yesterday, Meals on Wheels America, they're the ones that confirmed they got married. Scarlett and Colin let them make the announcement. Meals on Wheels posted, "We're thrilled to break the news that Scarlett Johansson and Colin were just married over the weekend in an intimate ceremony with their immediate family and loved ones following COVID-19 safety precautions and directed by the CDC. Their wedding wish is to help make a difference for vulnerable older adults during this time by supporting us, Meals on Wheels America."
Ah, that's pretty cool. I like that.
So they let them make the announcement, let them post a photo so you can check it all out. Kiss957.com/Courtney. All right, well, on Kim Kardashian's 40th birthday, she got a visit by her late father. What? This is so creepy. Robert Kardashian, her dad, appeared in a 2-minute hologram video. It was Kanye West's idea. He wrote the script. He hired a voice actor to wish Kim a happy 40th birthday in her father's voice.
"Happy birthday, Kimberly. Look at you. You're 40 and all grown up. You look beautiful, just like when you were a little girl. You married the most genius man in the whole world.
What?
Kanye West. Keep doing what you're doing, Kimberly. You are a beautiful soul."
Oh my gosh, creepy.
Yes.
Very.
That would scare me. That hologram is on our blog. And finally, Lizzo urging her fans to twerk their ways to the polls. She posted a video of herself wearing a red, white, and blue bra. Like, go USA, and a pair of little white cutoff shorts, twerking as she casts her ballot. It's hysterical. I love it. It's adorable. Sparkly shoes and all. You can check out that video and more and all of these stories at kiss957.com/Courtney. This song gives me Bieber fever.
Again?
I'm sorry. It does. Justin Bieber. That's holy. Oh, my God. He's with Chance the Rapper. What a great song. Anyway.
Is it Bieber fever or is it COVID?
It's Bieber fever, okay. Trust me, because I only feel flush when I hear that song. Gotcha. And then I kind of want to go to church as well. Right. Anyway, it is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss in the Morning, 6:52. It is time to share good news. If you've got good news, please call us with your good news. We've had so many good news calls lately, so we'd love to hear what's going on in your world. 860-247-9570. Good news for families in Hartford County.
Yeah, this is great news. So many families are in need right now. And recently, I don't know if you've been noticing while you're driving around, but roadside food cabinets have been popping up all over the Hartford County.
No.
This has been run by Hartford Bags of Love. And they came up with the idea, and their motto is, "Leave what you can and take what you need."
I love that.
So this is fantastic. Like, these little pantries are found around churches, schools, even in front yards of people's houses.
Yes.
And it's all being restocked by generous neighbors who have just whatever they have to put in these pantries, and people who are in need will come by and take what they need.
I was thinking of doing that in front of my house too, just like putting out like a little pantry area and then just put in whatever you can, and then you just take what you want and leave something if you want.
Yeah, and the good news is that two are being popped up in East Windsor, Courtney.
No way!
Yeah, so they're going to be spreading around all over Connecticut. I love this idea. So if you see them, help out and do what you can.
I do too. I love that. All right, I've got some good news. Boy, I feel like a loser doing this after that. That's such a great story. Anyway, Gavin, I'm sure that you have been watching Hallmark nonstop.
Oh,
Hallmark nonstop so Christmas movies began last weekend.
Yeah, last Saturday night, 8 o'clock.
It was so fun, dude.
Listen, you need Christmas movies right now.
It is so early this year. It's before Thanksgiving even. It's before Halloween. I love it. But anyway, if you like Hallmark Christmas movies, they're on around the clock through Christmas, but guess what? There is now a Christmas movie drinking game for all those Hallmark movies.
Okay.
And so if you want to make it a little more fun every day, all day. Well,
yeah,
anyway,
sure.
You have to drink when two attractive people bump into each other. You got to take a drink when somebody mentions how much they hate Christmas.
That's every
take
movie.
A drink, right, when somebody complains about the big city.
Oh, yeah. Always the big city.
Take a drink if the town goes Christmas caroling.
You're going to be drunk in
that. That's right. Anybody bakes a cookie. Two characters almost kiss. I mean, I read all the rules. It is hysterical.
Yeah, no matter what movie you watch on Hallmark, every one of those is
dude,
in
gotta,
play.
Dude, you got to stop, man.
Listen, he likes this is good for Hallmark Jeff,
yes,
though,
it
too,
is.
Right? You can do this with beers. You can watch it with
Barb. I'm not going to watch the Hallmark Christmas movies.
What if there's a drinking game involved?
I'm a man.
Oh, well, be a man and watch these movies, okay? Right.
If you want the full list of rules for the Hallmark Christmas movie drinking game, just head over to kiss957.com/Courtney. All right, what's your good news, Walmart Jeff?
This isn't really good news, but I thought it was funny. Good. A Texas woman is being told to remove her front yard Halloween display because her Halloween display is actually a skeleton strip club complete with two skeletons on stripper poles.
I saw that.
Also has a skeleton audience where guys, skeleton men, are holding dollar bills. And it's even complete with a strip club bouncer. Her homeowners association said it's not family friendly and they're making her take it down. But the good news is she has 30 days to do it. So Halloween's going to be over tomorrow. So she's definitely getting her strip club, skeleton strip club on.
And I think we have photos too, right?
Yes. Kiss957.com/Walmart Jeff's page.
All right. If you've got good news and you'd like to share your good news with us, please, we would love to hear your good news. 860-247-9570. It's Jason Derulo, Savage Love on Kiss.
You all right?
No.
What was that?
Our barista just broke.
Oh, no.
And she just made me the worst.
Are you serious?
Somebody's got to get me to Dunkin' ASAP. Yeah, I can't. That barista has been around for a while. She just broke down in the
Barista is a Keurig, by the way. It's not an actual person.
From 1993.
I might have to pick her up and throw her. Anyway, it is Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning, 7:09. It's time for three things you need to know today. Let's start out with the weather.
Okay.
Ooh.
Rain and then mixing to snow at some point, and it might be out there already. They said between 6 and 9 we'll get a little snow. Most areas an inch.
Okay, I could deal with that.
That's not bad. Most areas an inch.
You know what's embarrassing? When you're watching, and I've lived in Connecticut all my life, when you watch the news and they literally have a reporter showing you how to brush your car off. Like, seriously, like, is there nothing else?
Because there's nothing else. There isn't. There's Corona. There's
true.
The politics. And then how to clear your windshield.
Yeah.
Well, you got to do it safely. You don't want your windshield to crack, Walmart Jeff.
That's true.
All right. Anyways, the first thing is weather. Second thing is, and I don't know if anybody knows this, that's why I'm doing it, is Netflix raised their monthly subscription fee.
What?
It goes into effect immediately for new subscribers. They've had such a boom lately with people at home that I think they just want to make more money. Current Netflix members, you will be alerted in November about the increase. The premium plan jumped to $18 a month.
What's the premium plan? Is
I have
that
no
like
idea.
Six accounts or whatever?
I feel
no
bad
idea.
For my my brother-in-law because we steal it from him.
Oh,
so.
There you go. It just went up for your brother-in-law. And then the third thing you need to know is that Connecticut's COVID rate is increased again. It was just 4% yesterday. It's now up to 6%. Governor Lamont says it's concerning. Windham, New Haven, and several other counties rolling back to phase two immediately, and that's going to affect restaurants and hair salons and schools. Lots more, you know, places, lots more cities and towns are going to be doing the same thing. So just prepare for it because it is going to happen.
Yeah, just mask up, wash your hands.
Do the things we've been doing since March. Yeah. Keep your distance.
Do you really need to hang out with your friends in the backyard? You know,
not really.
Well, you're going to have to roll back then because it looks like pretty much we're all going to be rolling back
at
some
like
point.
It.
If you want the list, find out if your town is rolling back. Check out our community access page at kiss957.com. All the hits, Kiss 95.7, Courtney and Kiss of the Morning. It's Friday, 7:25, rain changing to snow, about an inch in most areas. All right, coming up, it's your chance to get your hands on an Echo Dot, and then you'll qualify for the grand prize, which we're giving away today. It's an overnight stay at Foxwoods Resort Casino, tickets to their Thursday night comedy series, as well as a VIP table and a $50 food and drink voucher. Your chance to win right after Walmart Jeff Jung.
Yeah, and some big changes coming this weekend. We haven't really mentioned this, but Halloween is tomorrow. Trick-or-treating.
Yeah.
What are you guys doing? Courtney, you hitting the lights?
Lights out.
Lights out.
Lights out my town. Well, not my town. At my house in Windsor. I'm sorry. Between the dog barking every time somebody knocks, between, like, I don't want to get, like, sued when you slip on the leaves that are in my yard, and then the whole super-spreading virus thing, I'd like to just... Lights out.
Gavin, it's Larry's first Halloween. Your son, Larry.
Close. It's Lennon.
Lennon.
It's
close. I knew it was something with an L.
Yeah, that's good.
What are you doing?
We're just taking
up like
him
a
to
pumpkin?
My. Yeah, we're taking him to my parents' house, and then we're going to go to my in-laws as well. But what we're doing with the candy at our house, since we're not going to be home, is we actually made like little individual bags, like two pieces of candy in each one, wrapped up with a little bow on it. Going to put them all line up on our front step, and they can come and take one.
That's really nice. Maybe I should do that.
It's all individual. You know, it's all safe and sanitized.
I suppose I could do that.
What time are you setting those outside?
One per person, Walmart, okay. Jeff. We're going to make a little sign probably around 6 o'clock. But if you and Cash and Madison want to come on by, they'll be there for you.
We have plans. My daughter's going trick-or-treating with her friends because she's at that age where she's too cool to hang out with her parents.
Okay, so she is going to go trick-or-treating. You're okay with her?
Yeah.
And is she wearing a mask? Obviously, they have to wear a mask.
Well, yeah, you have to wear a mask. Okay. And then my wife and I are taking our son to the Spice Hill neighborhood in East Hampton, which I heard it's a big neighborhood.
Okay.
I guess they got a lot of full-size candy bars up in there. But anyways, don't forget to change your clocks Saturday night when you go to bed. We're going to be falling back.
Yeah, fall back. It's so funny. Everybody's so like, no, do we go ahead? Do we go back? It's spring forward, fall back. That's how you remember. Fall back, spring forward.
Oh, so 12% of 626 next time this week?
Yeah. 12% of Americans forget to change their clocks, and they do it in the wrong direction.
Yeah.
So it just set the clocks back before you go to bed. And also, I hate to do this, but I think it's the dad in me. The batteries and the smoke detectors and the COs, change them. It'll cost you like $15 to buy all the batteries.
There is a big movement not like to stop this whole daylight savings time. I'm part of that movement. I think we need to just stop it. Leave the clocks as it is, please.
Right?
Yeah, I can really care less. It doesn't bother me either way.
It's interesting, though.
I mean, there are bigger things that we should be worrying about.
Daylight savings time. Yeah, exactly. Okay. All right, hey, now's your chance. Caller 10, you will score that Echo Dot. You'll get qualified for the grand prize overnight stay at Fox. All you have to do is call caller 10-860-247-9570.